We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Went out,
had us
drinks.
A good time.
We're out in the heights, enjoying ourselves yesterday. You know what this thing turned into?
Y'all's outing? What?
You probably would have been a better help. And yes, to the people at McIntyre's, we were cheating in a major way. It turned into Game of Thrones trivia night as we went to drinks.
Damn, I'm glad my wife wanted to go on a date.
And they announced, you know, I'm not in it. They announced it. I ain't seen a second of Game of Thrones. They announced it, and Tyler's giddy. Oh, we're going. We're going. We're in this. And they're just, I mean, and then he is, no matter what kind of drinks or conversations we were having, he's thrown it out the window and is completely obsessed with this trivia.
Wait.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
Wait.
And I'm cheating. I'm texting Courtney. I'm texting friends who watch the show to get answers that he doesn't know.
Wait a minute.
We didn't know it was Game of Thrones trivia night. It was just a
blessing.
I
don't believe him. I think he knew it was.
Okay. That's right.
I did not know.
Where
I was and because he was so gung-ho on, man, let's go to McIntyre's. I'm like, dang. Remember what I said before we left?
Not that you care. You guys care. But you're really pushing me towards a hard no on the next invite.
Oh, shocker.
I mean,
hadn't been getting hard no's already.
I'm going to need more than a Game of Thrones. And I like Game of Thrones now. Don't get me wrong.
I'm a Game of Thrones fan.
But I'll be damned if us three go sit somewhere and have some drinks and play
what?
Trivia.
It's fun.
No, that's not my thing. No, it wasn't.
Do it at your neighborhood bar,
well,
man.
Well, you don't know the show, so of course it wasn't fun for you.
I mean, that's not a good time. I mean, I made it a good time because I was with you.
I was with my bud.
Yeah?
I was with you and my other friend I met.
See, this is where
another Aggie who slicked his hair.
Yeah, you just called your old producer you were hanging out with me.
Well, I was trying to
big deal.
I'm trying to give you answers to the show.
I think you're just stroking Tyler.
Away.
I'd say...
I'm not stroking
I would say it's an effective method as a co-worker. But like you make it blatantly obvious.
What? You don't feel genuine from
Well,
me?
First of all, you slipped up like you didn't really have fun and you said, "Oh, yeah, but no, I did.
I had a good time because I was celebrating fellowship with Tyler.
We met a really nice pup.
That's good. Well, again, add that to the list of things that
his name was Benito.
I did get some good information of the potential where we could purchase our next pup. Our next dog. So it was a good old pup.
Like, where are y'all hanging out? Where y'all do Game of Thrones trivia and play with dogs?
This is somewhere Tyler has put us.
It's all pretty common, boys, in this day and age at your local bar.
It is my first time competing in
your local bar.
They have trivia nights.
We're in the middle of you. There's no local bar.
I'm thinking this through now, Tyler and Clint. 713-572-4610, Trailer Will and Freeman text line. Not Ann, but Trailer Will and Frame text line.
Trailer Will and Frame and text line.
I don't know. You want to add another sponsor? Go ahead. I don't know if they'd appreciate it, but hell, let's do it. The Boxer
Foundation.
I'm not
so sure if Tyler did not know that this was going to be a Game of Thrones trivia.
I did not know that.
He played it pretty well. Oh, this just makes the night great.
Did you know there was a chance?
Because he was gung.
No. Zero.
You've been to that place multiple times because I've heard
a lot of
many, many nights.
This is the second time he's taken me there.
But that's the thing. There's 8,000 establishments.
You remember what I kept saying
here and there. He always goes to that one.
You remember what I kept saying to you? Last time I think we went to Kirby Ice House. So I kept saying to you, man, this is a 30-minute drive.
Traffic was bad.
Sure, you want to head there? It's a 30-minute drive.
Not to Kirby Ice House.
No.
That's the other thing. Tyler.
To now the point I'm thinking, that you're so gung-ho about going there, I think he wanted to go do trivia night.
See, I told y'all about this in the bathroom
and
on our way out. Here's another thing, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing, Tyler.
Let me know.
You took show 30 minutes closer to your house, further away from his. To play trivia and play with dogs.
It's not like it was close to either of our houses.
Is it directionally?
We did have a couple of options very close to here.
Oh, hell, they're all over the place right here.
All right, well, next time you just tell me where you want to go.
Take him to
good Lord.
Take him where the spot we did.
I was appreciative. Hey, just, my thing
did
is.
Did we have a good time?
We did, but I think you knew this was going to be a Game of Thrones trivia night. I do, because your friends seemed to be ready for the questions. Both of you were fans.
We went down to your spot down there and did a live show.
Huh?
When we went down to your neck of the woods and did a live show last time.
Oh, it was we was at Churrasco's.
Churrasco's. Take him to Churrasco's in Sugar Land on the water, man. It's a nice place, man.
There's a couple spots over there.
I was wanting to go to a bar.
Yeah. Go to a bar?
Come on, man.
What? The Heights is my preferred destination for going out.
Of course, it's on your way home.
I think people on the text line agree. I think you knew you wanted.
I'm going to tell you this, fellas. Can I make y'all promise?
He had a team name, Quick.
He had team name and everything.
Do you know what it was? It was really good.
Listen to him.
The name of our team for Game of Thrones trivia was.
I'm starting to think.
A team has no name.
I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think he knew.
A team has no name.
That is that had to be the greatest team name at trivia.
I had a buddy of mine in the radio business. Their show was a show with no name.
I like it.
And my favorite go-to when somebody's playing music is DJ No Name. So that I don't know how authentic that was.
A team has no name.
Someone text in, I don't know what bars you're going to.
Agreed.
A local bar plays sports.
There was basketball on the TV.
And that's it.
There was basketball on every TV last night.
I'll make a promise to you guys.
Sounds like your bar needs to step it up, sir.
I'll make a promise to you guys.
Nice place.
When I initiate the get out and recommend the spots.
Whenever that happens.
Well, that's a good point. Doesn't happen as often as you. That's for damn sure. But it.
We'll be at O'Neill's.
We're not playing trivia. I mean, we're going sports and live music.
I like those things too.
And some drinking.
I didn't plan on trivia.
I don't want to go. Like, I don't need something to take my mind off of the conversation that us three could have. Like, I don't need somebody to provide the content for our night out.
Entertainment.
I mean, we weren't getting a lecture. We were having fun talking about a very popular TV show, Game of Thrones.
We were talking about. I really enjoyed everything that led up.
You just don't have it in you.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
If this was me, you'd undress me.
Shut up.
I really liked it.
You don't even know what I'm gonna
didn't.
Say. You don't even know what I was gonna say. Yeah, I said I really enjoyed the time we had prior to the start of the trivia game.
Okay, there you go.
We had some really good conversation.
See there?
We did.
The trivia game, I just wanted to help you out, so I'd start cheating.
See there?
They said to us, don't anybody using their cell phones. We will disqualify you. And I was using my cell phone.
That was a charity drink.
I don't think so.
Didn't stay for the whole thing anyway.
That was a Tyler needs me, and he happens to be available because his wife's out of town, so I better go do this.
I'm available even when my wife's in town.
That is true.
Get that twisted.
This guy.
I don't know.
That doesn't have any effect on me.
I'm now wondering if Tyler drug me out there specifically because they were doing a Game of Thrones trip.
I have no clue.
Oh my God, this is great.
Let's saw my reaction when they started playing the music. I didn't even know what was going on. I was like, Game of Thrones.
So they killed the vibe with the music too, huh?
Or they upped the vibe. That's a hell of a theme song.
You're a real actor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.